I don't know if you've been paying attention, but sharks are just, they seem to be very hungry.
Yes, I'm paying very much attention.
Four people bitten by sharks in Long Island, and on the phone now is one of them, Peter Bancoli. What happened?
I was surfing in the afternoon around like 5:30.
Fire Island?
Yes, Kismet Fire Island. I'm sitting there waiting for a wave. All of a sudden, this hard, like sharp pull with all my ankle. It all happened so fast, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez. And then I was trying to catch a wave out to get to shore, and eventually I did. I ran up to shore, got a good Samaritan to come help me, and got took me to the hospital and got taken care of.
How bad was it?
I have some pretty deep gashes in my foot right now.
Oof.
I can't really walk on my foot.
Last stitches?
I can't get stitches because since it's an animal bite, they don't want to get infected.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Did you get a look at it?
My friend did. He said there was it was a pretty big tail. It was pretty aggressive.
I mean, that just has to freak you out, no?
Yeah.
When you're better to go back in the water, will you go back?
I will 100% go back in.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he's definitely going back.
Were there any warnings before you went in to not go in?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They always say the worst times to go in the water is around dusk or dawn. That's when the sharks are feeding. So that's basically, you were the blue plate special.
Well, you know, you don't think of Long Island as being a place. I guess it is,
yeah.
But I don't think of it as one. I always think it's the warmer places.
Yeah, but that's Atlantic right there, right? That's not the sound.
Here, let me bring in a shark expert here. John Dowd, he's executive director of Atlantic Shark Institute. John, did you hear what we were talking to Peter about?
I did. Fascinating to hear somebody who's actually been bitten by a shark, listen to him talk and describing what he went through and the events surrounding it. Very interesting.
He's on right now if you want to ask him anything.
First of all, sorry to hear about that. Obviously, you're now part of this growing statistical base, I guess, of folks on Long Island that have had these encounters with these sharks. Where you guys are surfing, have you seen sharks before? Have you heard of anybody having a shark encounter before in that area?
Yeah, last year there was a kid same age as me around this time. He got bit by a shark too.
When it happened, did you see anything else in the water? I mean, were there any birds? Were there any birds working? I mean, as surfers, you guys are pretty attentive to the water because, of course, you're always looking for the right waves and the right set and everything. Was there anything else? Did you see birds working or bait or any busy water, you call it, you know, where you can see fish kind of vibrating on the surface? Was there anything like that or no?
The water was very, like, murky. You couldn't really see anything at the bottom. There were fishermen down a little bit. I think that could be a reason why the shark was so close.
The thing that's interesting about the shark attack file is that they talk to people like you, right? And they find out what occurred. And so in the case of you, you've got 5:30 p.m., right? So there's your dusk, which they suggest against. But of course, when the waves are good is when you guys go, right? So if the waves are good and it's dusk, you go. Murky water, right? Sharks, you know, visibility is declined in that situation. So, and then you've got a lot of bait, as we were there last week, all along the south shore of Long Island. So you've got bait that are pressed up against the shore. You've got sharks that are chasing the bait. You've got dusk and you've got murky water. And unfortunately, those are a few of the bigger factors that you'll find that end up resulting in these incidents that unfortunately, you know, happened to you.
The perfect storm, yep.
So, John, you think Peter was bit because the shark didn't know Peter was Peter. The shark thought Peter was a fish.
Correct. So research, right? This isn't opinion in terms of, hey, gee, I love sharks, and therefore, because we just kind of play it down the middle, as you know, because I spoke with you guys before. But yeah, if these sharks considered us food, every time you went in the water, someone would get bitten because there's just too many of them. You've seen drone sharks. I don't know if you've seen it of the sand tiger sharks there. There are a lot of sand tiger sharks right now along that shoreline. If they were looking for people, there would be hundreds of bites a day. These are mistaken identity because you get somebody like Peter who's not surfing for the first time in his life. He's been on his board forever, and, you know, he's out there every day or every week, and his buddies are, and they just sit there, and their arms and their feet, you know, dangle off these boards. So definitely mistaken identity. It's just that if the water's murky, there's bait in the water, and particularly with these sharks, when we go out with sharks, if you put a bait in the water and it's the only shark, they'll circle that bait. They're very cautious. But if two or three or four sharks show up, that bait goes fast. because now there's a competitive situation. Yeah. They don't want to bypass the opportunity. So if there's a feeding frenzy going on and the sharks are darting left and right, and unfortunately Peter's leg's hanging off with his ankle and suddenly they turn left instead of right and there it is, they'll take a bite, unfortunately.
Peter, when you first realized you were bit by a shark.
I was pretty scared and just in shock.
How yeah. far out were you?
35, 40 feet.
That's still too much.
But once you're bit by a shark and you're in the water and now you're bleeding, it has to be just a horrible, must have seemed like forever to get back to shore.
I think that was the longest 7 or 5 seconds of my life.
Wow.
Now that we know you're okay, I could ask this question that seems stupid, but now I think it's okay to ask. Did this help get you any dates?
I was just thinking that. I went the same place. I'm like, oh, you definitely got a date for the prom.
Plenty, plenty.
Good.
Nice.
Good. There's always
that's
that.
Important.
Plenty.
So very good.
And this is the time to ask for a new surfboard and a whole bunch of things that, you know, a bunch of accessories that you've always wanted. This is a good time to take advantage of that.
Well, we're glad you're okay, man. That is scary, but you have this story now for the rest of your life. You were bitten by a shark while surfing.
Yep, you will top anybody at the table.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have the story.
Brooke, you only got bit by a shark.
You can win two truths and a lie anytime.
Yep, that's right. Mic drop, walk away.
Thank you, Peter. Glad you're okay.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, you guys don't mind if we wrap, you know, mackerel and things around your legs and send you out as part of a test kit?
No, Phil's cool.
Oh, my God. No problem.
We do a segment every Monday called Stunt or Stupid.
Wait, Phil's filling in.
Nope.
I'm watching. I'll be watching.
John Dowd is on, Executive Director, Atlantic Shark Institute. Jeff and Monroe, you have something on sharks?
Yeah, I dive with sharks all the time. I wish you would have said that sand tiger sharks are one of the most docile sharks out there.
Docile.
I've dove with 10, 20 sand tiger sharks just free diving in North Carolina. They're great, beautiful animals. And just so everybody knows, there are sharks in the Long Island Sound.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a good point relative to how docile, like, you know, and it's just, again, that just reinforces this. It's a mistake. When you're in the water with them, you know, things tend to slow down. They're beautiful. They're very cautious. They look around. They don't run at you. They don't lurch at you. They don't. That's why it just reinforces these sharks are actually quite cautious. Their eyes, they just have one set of eyes. They have to be really careful with how they engage prey. If you don't look normal, you don't look typical, they're very careful about that, which is why you get somebody like this guy calling in saying, man, oh, man, loved it. I've dove with them. Sorry to hear this. Yeah, it's just one of those things. That's why, you know, dusk, murky water, activity, and boom, we have another mistake, and then it becomes big headlines. And then it's only like Peter Hudley's dealing with all these things as related to.
A list of things to do or not do if you're around the shark.
Okay.
Don't swim alone.
Yeah, don't swim alone. Stay away from the morning. Stay away from the afternoon. Definitely not nighttime. Bait comes around, a lot of bait, because, you know, bait doesn't typically love these larger bait, like these bunker and these fish that they're chasing. They don't like to be around people either. So if they're around you, they're choosing the better of two evils, right? If suddenly you get a bunch of large bait fish that are suddenly trying to find, you know, swim into your swim shorts and trying to swim up your swim shirt and everything. You're like, uh-oh.
Really?
Because they're trying to get away from something.
No, AJ, you can see some action.
All right, cool.
Literally.
Like tomorrow night?
And they say don't, like, to swim upright because it'll confuse them.
I don't know anything about it. I have not heard that. No.
Really?
Right, okay.
See, this is why you can't believe everything you read.
No. How do you swim upright?
Yeah, punch them in the nose, right?
The nose is definitely on the list, absolutely, because, you know, particularly these sharks, their jaw, if you think about it, it's not on the tip of their nose. It's recessed under. So that's why the nose is not a bad spot.
Yeah,
because if you want to poke them in the eye, the eyes are very sensitive. It's just the eyes are on the side of the head, and they're very close to the jaw. So if you miss the eye, suddenly you're stuck, you know, you stick your hand in the jaw of the shark. So hitting them in the nose is a good idea, but, you know, vertical, horizontal, I've never read any data. Horizontal's tough because – of course, you know, you can look like a seal.
That's more what it is.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on a surfboard, you have
below.
That shape.
Yep. Like a sea turtle.
This guy wants me to do Three Stooges stuff when a shark's coming. I'm not poking their eye.
See, John, we wouldn't handle this correctly.
Yeah, no, we would not.
Just
no.
So you know.
Yeah, we're the worst place to go to.
Like when you do a subject, a show on like what not to do, get us.
Yes.
Give it a noogie.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. John, thanks for coming on, man.
We'll do the Three Stooges routine. That'll be fun. One of you guys can go to poke him in the eyes and his fin will come up and stop you. You know?
I'll hit him with a crowbar. Bing!
John Dowd, Executive Director at Atlantic Shark Institute. We're linked up on the radio station website.